to him the indication of achieving the food self-sufficiency target can be seen from the increase in the area of rice harvest in early 2025, which has an impact on increasing rice production in January to April 2025 period. In addition, according to him, the Indonesian government is also encouraging accelerated planting through rice fields printing steps.
Seeing the progress of this achievement, we all pray and believe that food self-sufficiency, especially rice, will be achieved in not too distant future.
In January until April 2025 period, Indonesia experienced the highest harvest area in the last 7 years, reaching 4.56 million tons per hectare, or an increase of 7.69% compared to the same period in 2024. The increase in the area of crops has an impact of increasing rice production by 13.95 million tons, or an increase of 26% compared to the same period in 2024, which is 11.7 million tons. Previously, Coordinating Minister for Food Zulkifli Hasan said Indonesia is targeting food self-sufficiency in 2027. And to achieve this, the government has prepared a number of steps, starting from the preparation of presidential regulations for commodity balances, distribution of subsidized fertilizers to proposal for food business under the Ministry of Agriculture. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Iran has once again opened up opportunities for cooperation with Indonesia, particularly in the fields of technology and economy. In a joint study event in Jakarta, Iran's ambassador to Indonesia, Muhammad Borujerdi, revealed Iran's technological advantages and invited Indonesian business to attend international exhibitions in the country. The detail by Ranov.
Iran is opening opportunities for cooperation with Indonesia in the technology and economic sectors. The Iranian ambassador to Indonesia, Muhammad Borujerdi, stated during the iftar gathering in Jakarta on Monday that Iran has advantages in various technological fields such as biotechnology, nuclear, and agriculture.
Of course, we have received several requests from Indonesian companies to collaborate in latest technology sector with Iran, and we are currently connecting them with relevant companies in Iran.
In the economic sectors, Iran is also committed to strengthening its relationship with Indonesia by inviting Indonesia business players to an international exhibition which will be held in April and early May in Iran.
The chairman of Interparliamentary Cooperation Agency of the House of Representatives of Republic of Indonesia, Mardani Alisera, welcomed the offer of the Kazakhstan's ambassador to Indonesia, Serzhan Abdi Khatimov, regarding the provision of part of Kazakhstan's Hajj quota to Indonesia. The offer was conveyed during a courtesy call meeting aimed at strengthening bilateral relations between the two countries. Quoting tvparlemen.dpr.go.id, observing Jakarta on Monday, Mardani assessed the offer as a good opportunity, but requires an in-depth study. He affirmed that the issue of Hajj quota in Indonesia is the domain of Commission 8 of the House of Representatives, the Hajj Affairs Agency, and the Hajj Financial Management Agency.
Tentu sangat menarik ya, kalau kita bisa melakukan kerjasama, tetapi karena domainnya nanti ada teman-teman Komisi 8,
it is very interesting if we can cooperate, but because the domain will be in Commission 8, in the Hajj Affairs Agency, that our Hajj Financial Management Agency, of course it is not so easy for us to take, because we also need to estimate the ability, every time we take the burden of large set obligations. In my opinion, first, explore, don't refuse, explore first. It also requires consideration and discussion with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
jajak hidup.
Because they are the one who has the authority.
Perlu pertimbangan dan pembicaraan dengan teman-teman dari pihak Kerajaan Arab Saudi, karena bagaimanapun yang atur mereka.
Madani Alisher also affirmed the importance of considering the burden of state obligations before accepting the offer, as well as the need for talks with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia as the party that regulates the Hajj quota. He appreciated the hard work of the government in managing Indonesia's Hajj quota, which currently reaches 200,000 pilgrims. He saw the additional quota as a positive thing, but requires careful consideration. Indonesia's Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid, dispatched standby teams to monitor telecommunication services during this year's Eid homecoming. The detail by Rama Shidki.
Indonesia's Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid, dispatched standby teams from the ministry and four Indonesian telecommunications operators in Jakarta on Thursday, March 25th. To monitor and maintain the quality of telecommunication services during this year's Eid homecoming. In her remarks, Mutia reminded the team officers that the public needs a reliable communication network during their journeys to their hometown, making their task crucial.
Kami bersama dua wamen dan seluruh jajaran Kemkomdigi ingin menyampaikan bahwa
together with the two deputy ministers and all staff at the ministry, we want to emphasize that this task is a critical service. This means the people going home for Eid will certainly need reliable telecommunications. This is a basic service and we are the front line in ensuring the continuity of the communication system from Aceh to Papua.
Minister Mutia added that the standby team is part of President Prabowo Subianto's directive to ensure that all public facilities during the Eid holidays run safer, smoother and easier. A total of 386 standby posts are planned to operate during the Eid homecoming and return season, including 35 posts from the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs. Additionally, the ministry also dispatched 29 technical support vehicles to monitor telecommunications network quality. Ramasiki Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
And listener, that's the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, coming up next is commentary entitled Football Match Between Indonesia and Bahrain, read by Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today's commentary is on football match between Indonesia and Bahrain. The match between the Indonesian football team and the Bahrain team in the World Qualifiers was highly anticipated to determine Indonesia's position in advancing to the next round. The match, scheduled to be held at Gelora Bung Karno Senayan Tuesday afternoon, would determine Indonesia's ticket to the World Cup even though it will only through the playoff round. As Kusnaini, an Indonesian football observer who is also a member of the RRI Supervisory Board, told Voice of Indonesia Tuesday in Jakarta, Indonesia must win points in the match against Bahrain to maintain its position in third place in the group. If they can't win, they must at least draw, so that when they play against the Chinese and Saudi Arabian national teams, they can take points again. Meanwhile, Alex Handrian, president of the Australia-Indonesia Football Council, told Voice of Indonesia that he was optimistic that Indonesia would win the match even with a narrow score, thanks to the supporters. The support of Indonesian supporters, who are known to be very militant, shouting slogans and singing throughout the match, is considered to bring a positive aura for Indonesian players to be more vigorous and strong in fighting. In this World Cup qualification, Indonesia is in Group C with Japan, Saudi Arabia, Australia, China and Bahrain. According to FIFA regulations, the group winner is entitled to advance to the 2026 World Cup, which will take place in Canada, the United States and Mexico. Group C is considered a hard one because Japan, Saudi Arabia and Australia are regulars at the World Cup. Currently, Japan has ensured a ticket to the World Cup, while the second and third positions will undergo a playoff to get the next ticket to the World Cup. In fact, the match between the Indonesian and the Bahrain national teams aims to raise Indonesia's ranking in the World Cup qualification and also in FIFA. In addition, this afternoon's match is also to show the best ability of the Indonesian team in facing strong opponents in Group C. Whatever the result, the hard work made by the All Indonesian Football Association from assigning foreign coaches to their naturalization program deserves to be appreciated. It is hoped that the efforts can raise the spirit of Indonesian players to be more successful and passionate in bringing the good name of Indonesian football team, as happened in the 60s and 70s when it was quite respected in Asia. Well, it was commentary.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia.
And you're still tuned to it, and it was Service Voice of Indonesia. So a little bit update, listener, that right this afternoon, around 4 p.m. Jakarta time, on Tuesday, March 25th, President Prabowo Subianto received the visit of the President of the New Development Bank, or NDB, Dilma Vana Rousseff. reported by RRE.co.id, and here they would like to have a meeting. And earlier, the president of the NDB, Andy Antirich, had met with the coordinating minister for economy, Airlangga Hartarto. And at that meeting, according to Minister Airlangga, they conveyed some programs of President Prabowo Subianto to NDB. On the other hand, Dilma, as the representation of NDB, invited Indonesia to join in the membership of NDB, along with other BRICS member countries. And for people who doesn't know yet, NDB is a multilateral development bank founded by the BRICS member countries, aiming to fund infrastructure projects and sustainable development in developing countries. And according to Dilma, the NDB itself is different from other multilateral financial institutions. She claimed that NDB respect the sovereignty of each nations so that there wouldn't be any veto power. And we are still waiting for the update or even what was the result of the meeting between President Prabowo Subianto and the President of the New Development Bank, Dilma Vana Rousseff.
Voice of Indonesia.
I am the bass, low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass, embrace the pace. No need a crown, 'cause I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove, we are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yeah, strike to the bone when we hit the tone like this. Yeah, I am the bass, low is the face. Goes from the down, drive like a name. Yeah, I am the bass, God give me grace. Can you feel the sound? I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove. We are silent groove. You and I will feel alive. Yes, right to the bone when we hit the tone. From the ground, fill up the space. I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
I am the bass. And here is the story about Mangrove, the savior of life.
Saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia, air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai tembus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segara Guna Glogor Carik Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya faktanya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove,
saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa
when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially in Aceh,
juga,
of course the impact also reached here.
Kebetulan saat itu kami
melalui kawasan Tahura Murarai ini,
saat itu surut, tetapi tiba-tiba
it was receding, but suddenly the water high tide. The water was also heavy.
That's
real evidence that I saw at that time. The water was as high as the mangrove trees in this mangrove area, but it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high.
Sekitar 4 meteran. Itu kami juga kaget saat itu.
We were also surprised at that time.
Syukur puji Tuhan, kami sampaikan bencana itu tidak sampai membahayakan masyarakat yang di daratan, khususnya di Bali saat itu.
At that time,
kami melihatnya
adalah
fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by IU, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN.
Tepat sekali ketika
exactly.
Tsunami di Palu,
when tsunami in Palu,
sangat,
for example, we got very clear information
ya,
that there was no village in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the effect of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and seepage, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora.
Manfaat ekonomi daripada
we have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests,
di mana
where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production families of the cages of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area.
Dan secondly,
it turns out that the mangrove food that we have here can be used for processed food,
makanan,
means,
minuman,
and also several types of medicines.
Selain itu,
besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself.
Kelestarian daripada hutan bako itu sendiri.
Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been revived because It provides multiple benefits, as stated by Sarifah, a researcher from BRIN. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia, but has been abandoned in the last two decades. NBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are three benefits not only for humans, but also for biodiversity. And also for the sustainable risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of gray infrastructure, such as a track dam. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with their mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources, but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So, the multi-benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Ngurah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
Kita mempunyai hasil penangkapan ikan yang keseharian itu
as fishermen who have worked locations at the high seas, it is seasonal. Usually in one year it is 4 months at most. It has seasonability.
Sedangkan kita yang mempunyai ikan bakau, itu tidak ada khususnya dan tidak ada musimnya.
We can catch fish every day.
Keseharian kita bisa menangkap kepiting bakau, udang, dan aneka ikan lainnya.
Swing and other varieties that is hidden and without operating cars we catch fish and pull the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature?
Kalau batasan jumlah ikan yang kita tangkap itu tidak ada batasannya.
There is no limit to the number of fish we catch.
Kalau kepiting itu ada ukurannya. Ukuran yang bisa ditangkap.
The size that can be caught is 250 grams.
Yang satu ekor 250 gram yang paling rendah.
Which is the lowest. Then the other types. We have a size that fits our agreement, 2-inch net that we use to catch other fish.
In
the
last
class that lay eggs and we also want to catch, we cannot take them and catch them. They must be released so that population development can be sustainable. Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Sarifah, preserving the nature of the mangrove forests means preserving life.
Bukan hanya bicara tentang tsunami,
we are not just talking about the tsunami, we are also talking about abrasion on the coast. We have seen the reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java, the loss of mangroves means loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land because the land has to retreat because the seawater is eroded like that. So strengthening with ecosystem services such as mangroves or disaster risk reduction can help. For example, in the town mangrove, Jakarta,
masyarakat
while
di pulau-pulau kecil
the mangrove communities
tetap memiliki lahan hidup yang baik
still
dan juga memiliki keuntungan atas
and also having benefits for
kegiatan
activities. As
I
mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome,
abrasi bisa ditanggulangi,
but economy
tapi
continues.
Ekonomi tetap berjalan.
Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction?
Ini menarik sekali ya kalau kita bicara
this
tentang tanggung jawab. Sebenarnya idealnya
yes.
Ada tanggung jawab bersama. Dan tanggung jawab bersama itu mulai dari tingkat lokal
ideally,
sampai tingkat nasional bahkan global. Dan itu yang
shared responsibility starts from the local level to the national and even global level. And that for success is synergism or in line. So they are not mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies and the national level. It must be in line. Don't let the community feel that this has strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line. As an implementarist, as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Gogor Carik Ngurah Rai, Bali, what is the hope of Wayan Kona Antara? For the community, both upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage currently, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a goal. Symphony of sight and sound. Cause the beauty.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Thank you.
You're listening to Afghan with Pana Asmara, and after this, we'll invite you to learn more about Indonesian language with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. You'll be trying to learn about describing something that is made of or made from something. So stay tuned on Area World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Tanjung Puting. Di Tanjung Puting, which means in Tanjung Puting. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Dari Akar Jangang. Dari Akar Jangang, which means it is made from the Jangang roots. This conversation took place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a souvenir seller in Tanjung Puting, Central Kalimantan. Chris asked the souvenir seller about the basic materials of bracelets.
Saya suka gelang ini. Bahannya dari apa?
Ini gelang simpai. Bahannya dari akar jangang. Jangang itu sejenis tanaman pakis.
Saya beli 5 ya.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Dari akar jangang. Dari akar jangang, which means it is made from the jangang roots. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Bahannya dari akar jangang. Bahannya dari akar jangang, which means its material is made from jangang roots. Bahannya. Bahannya, which means its material. Dari. Dari, which means from. Akar jangang. Akar jangang, which means jangang roots, Indonesian name of Diclonopterus linearis. Suka. Suka, which means to like. Gelang simpai. Gelang simpai, which means hoop bracelet. Tanaman. Tanaman, which means plant. Pakis. Pakis, which means fern plant. Beli. Beli, which means to buy. Lima. Lima, which means five. In the conversation, you hear the sentence bahannya dari akar jangang. Bahannya dari akar jangang, which means its material is made from the jangang roots or simply it is made from jangang roots. In this sentence, there is a word dari. Dari, which means from. The word dari is used to tell about the basic materials or ingredients of something. In the context of the conversation, the seller told Chris that the material for hoop bracelets comes from the jangang roots. Now let's listen to other examples of the used prepositions word dari. Dari, which means from, to tell about the basic materials or ingredients of something in another sentence. Perhiasan ini dari emas. Perhiasan ini dari emas, which means this jewelry is made of gold. Lemari ini dari kayu mahoni. Lemari ini dari kayu mahoni, which means this cupboard is made of a mahogany. Gelang simpai is a woven bracelet. The word simpai means rings or bracelet made of rattan or metal, which is tightened. Gelang simpai. Gelang simpai, which refers to dye of traditional hoop bracelet, is currently being sold as a typical souvenir from Tanjung Puting in Central Kalimantan. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Saya suka gelang ini. Bahannya dari apa?
Ini gelang simpai. Bahannya dari akar jangang. Jangang itu sejenis tanaman pakis.
Saya beli 5 ya.
Listener, that was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation entitled Dari Akar Jangang. Dari Akar Jangang, which means from Jangang roots. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Luka Kuswawati. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Rindu Malam or Longing for Night by Tania Dewi, accompanied by Orkes Keroncong Side of X. The song created by Sukamto was one song by singers Mus Mulyadi, Tuti Mariyati, and Rama Aibhama. The song describes the deep longing that a person experiences at night. When asleep, the longed-for figure is present in the dream, whispering sweet words that make the heart flutter and wake up from a deep sleep. Well, listener, here is Tania Dewi featuring Orkes Keroncong Side of X with Rindu Malam. Enjoy!
For people joining the English program by The Voice of Indonesia, we will be still available on Vionister ID, the frequency 3325 kHz, 4755 kHz, and application RRE Digital. For more information about Indonesia is available on our website Vionister.id and the official website of Radio Republic of Indonesia, rri.co.id. Anything to say to us, send it to our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130. And then our email, voalisteners@gmail.com. And also make sure to follow our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok, voi_official. And you can listen to a lot of important talks in Indonesia, about Indonesia, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Well, I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to do something good for other people. And stay tuned on Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Radio Jiatao Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率3325千赫和4755千赫。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。
From Indonesia to the world。
听众朋友您好，我罗法祝你身体健康。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我想为您报道一些印度尼西亚的信息，其中之一是相关 Danandara Indonesia 加强国家投资透明度和治理，也有播送印度尼西亚流行歌曲，还有印度尼西亚的美丽是给您介绍印度尼西亚各个地区的度的。还是本期的节目，请各位收听新闻。Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界，现在报道新闻。印度尼西亚陶瓷及下游产业部长兼陶瓷统筹机构主任 Roslan Perkasa Roslani 强调，通过 Danandara Indonesia 管理国家陶瓷时，将致力于透明度和良好治理。这是 Danandara 周一3月24日在雅加达正式宣布其组织结构时转达的信息。他在致辞中强调，管理团队的选拔都是经过严格的筛选，并聘请了国内外的猎头公司的协助，确保了每一个团队成员的专业性和诚信。
untuk mendapatkan orang-orang yang baik, orang-orang yang terpilih,
要找到有素的人才、精选的人才、适合其能力的人才，并且有精白的记录的人才。我们必须承认这并不是容易，感谢上帝成功说服他们加入我们的团队，当然是一个经过严格选拔过程的团队。感谢上帝，我们在挑选这些名词时也得到国内外的猎头的帮助。 此外， Roslan Roslani 强调， Danandara Indonesia 是一项战略性国家的投资，既有透明和负责任的治理。他还提到，建设会结构有重要人物的组成，包括国有企业部长 Eric Dohir 和高级经济学家 Mulia Manhattan。 政府希望此区能够增强公众信任，并吸引更多有助于印度尼西亚经济增长的投资。印度尼西亚总统 Prabowo Subianto 3月24日在雅加达国家公证室为31名印度尼西亚共和国特名全权大使举行就职典礼。在就职典礼后的新闻发布会上，印度尼西亚驻韩国大使贾贾佩拉文代表其他就职大使表示，担任大使是民主和国家在友好国家的延伸，因此贾贾佩拉文承诺将继续履行职责并尽最大的努力，特别是在执行中东的优先计划方面。我们将履行赋予的我们所有人的职责，并尽最大的努力为国家和民主做出贡献，特别是在实施Prabowo Subianto中东的优先计划方面。在这佩拉文只是说，在开始担任大使的过程中，31名新任命 大师已经接手了，唯酒不得如此配信，以便他们在执行布拉沃中统政府的愿景及阿斯塔基达时都有持相同的愿景。这些派表示，在中央政府的指导和支持下，大圣人将继续努力为国家和邦的发展做出积极的贡献。布拉沃苏维安的中统人民的31名特命选捐大使，包括驻波斯尼亚和黑色哥维纳大使、马纳汉西东布、驻匈牙利大使贝尼德维哈拉萨蒂和驻加拿大大使穆克辛西哈，并兼任国际民用航空组织大使。印度尼西亚政府对事先所制定的粮食自给目标持乐观态度，这是农业部秘书长阿里扎米尔3月24日在雅加达与印度尼西亚国会第四委员会举行的听证会议上传达的信息。根据他介绍，实现粮食自给自足目标的核心可以从2025年初稻田收获面积的增加看出，这将对1月至4月期间稻米产量的增加产生影响。此外，其他介绍，印度尼西亚政府还鼓励通过稻米运输措施加速的种植。2025年1月至4月期间，印度尼西亚的收获面积达到7年来的最高水平，达到每公顷456万吨，比2024年同期增长了 7.69%。 收获面积的增加使水稻产量增加了1395万吨，比2023年同期的1190万吨增加了 26%。此前，食品统筹部长 Zulkifli Hasan 表示，印度尼西亚的目标是2027年实现粮食自给自足。为实现这一目标，印度尼西亚政府已经准备好了一系列措施，从制定冲动商品平衡调例、发放补贴花费的，到为农业部下属的食品行业企业提供提案。新闻播送完了， Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。
Voice of Indonesia
Voice of Indonesia 中印度尼西亚面向世界，听众朋友，感谢您继续收听本台播送的一个小时的华语节目。本台也感谢对您已经发给我们的 email foilisteners@gmail.com 我是替新报道在您那边收听本台播送的节目。如果您有喜欢印度尼西亚歌曲，请您